The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Once upon a time in Radioland, a towering man strode to a silver microphone and announced to the world these words.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am that announcer, and my name is Todd Wilkerson. And this is the show I announce.
I'm announcing it right now, in fact.
And you have a front row seat to history.
Here's Eric.
Hey, thanks, Todd. You are so sweet. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We call this the show about everything. Why? Because I like to talk about almost everything. And one of the things I like to talk about is family, children, the kind of things that most of us experience in life. But there's a lot of confusion around those things, which is why I have my current guest in the studio now, Katie Faust. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You are the founder and director of a children's rights organization called Them Before Us. Gotta ask you, what is Them Before Us?
Them Before Us is a global children's rights movement, where when it comes to family, children have universally recognized rights to be known and loved by their mother and father. And unfortunately, in most of the conversations we're having about marriage, parenthood, reproductive technologies, adults' desires are prioritized above the rights of children. And so we are hoping to flip the script and say, actually, all of those conversations are really about kids.
Now, you only have four kids. What could you possibly know about this subject?
I really don't know anything.
Okay, well, here's my first question after the previous questions. When you talk about kids having rights, I think the question is, where do we get the idea that kids have rights? I would say maybe that the whole idea of marriage is that I submit my rights to my wife and to this new thing called the two of us together. So I make myself secondary. And when you have kids, that's multiplied. In other words, you know, any father worth his salt would say, like, of course I would give my life for my kids. Yeah. I would sacrifice for my kids, which to me is the definition of love. That's like the Bible term,
right?
Agape love means self-sacrificial love. But you're saying that has flipped in latter years. How so?
So we know that children have universally recognized rights to their mother and father for a couple reasons. One is that it's recognized in the most widely ratified treaty in the world, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, where it's listed second only to their right to life. That's been signed by 194 countries across the globe, right? And so it's also self-evident that obviously children long to be known and loved by the two people responsible for their existence. And I tell people, like, look at your own life. Either you benefited greatly from the love of your mother and father, and you understand that they offered distinct and complementary benefits to you throughout your life, or you suffered and there was pain because you were denied a relationship with one or both. And I can say that as an adoptive mom, too, you know, that children who are separated from their birth mother, subsequently placed in a loving home, even they long to be known and loved, and they wonder, you know, where is my mother? Where is my father? And so we understand that sometimes it's not possible to be raised by your mother and father. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, where we're going these days in conversations about marriage and parenthood is the normalization, incentivizing, and promoting households where children intentionally lose a relationship with their mother and father.
Well, let's think about this. Obviously, we're living in times where same-sex marriage has become American law. And so there are many people would say, look, I get it. Maybe it's great to have a mother and father, but in many cases, kids can't have that. And why does it matter if they have two dads or two moms?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not perfect, but why is it a right for a kid to have a mother and a father?
Yeah. Intentionally separating a child from their mom or dad is an injustice. It's an injustice. Sometimes it happens through tragedy, and in that case, everybody around the child surrounds them, loves them, supports them. But when you are in the position of saying, you know what, we're going to intentionally deprive you of a relationship with your mother and father so adults can have what they want, that's something that we need to stand against. And so that's a lot of what Them Before Us is about, is we are children who are donor-conceived. We are children who have gay and lesbian parents. We are children who suffered divorce and abandonment. We are the children of the sexual revolution who have started this organization to say, no more. No more are we going to prioritize adult desires above the rights and the well-being of children.
Well, it's interesting. I was just at a college reunion, and there's a wonderful woman. I've known her for years, and she was telling me how as she hit her 40s, she decided, even though she wasn't in a relationship, she wanted to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whether through a sperm donor or whatever, managed to have a kid who's now 10 or 11 or 12, something like that. And I thought to myself, it's so fascinating because there is something very beautiful about wanting to have a child. There's no question
about
it.
It's totally natural.
And that kid is going to love his mother and stuff. But it is a curious thing to comprehend. What would it be like to know that there is no man, there is no father? Because fatherhood strikes me as it's at the very core of life. My dad is so central in my life, and I'd like to think that I'm central in my daughter's life. And it is a curious thing that we now have the technology to pull this off.
Right.
That's in a funny way, you could say the science has gotten ahead of the ethics.
Right. And, you know, there's lots of places out there. I mean, every major media outlet is going to talk about the adults and what they want and how the longings and the pain and the struggles that they've gone through. I mean, you're talking about some of the deepest things in life. There's nowhere else that focuses the spotlight on the children, their rights, their needs, their voices. And so you'll see right on the homepage of our website, our story bank, because we want you to see the kids and their lives and what they went through when the single mother by choice decided to have a child through a sperm donor. And what is that like? Well, it's like a 9-year-old laying in bed wondering, does my father look like me? Does he ever think about me? Does he want a relationship with me? Did I get my love of music from him? Because these are some of the most universal human longing, is to be known and loved by the two people who gave you your biological identity.
It's undeniable, at least in my experience in life. It has become more and more undeniable. And well, now, what is the website? I want to make sure people know where to go.
It's thembeforeus.com. The idea is them, the children, before us, the adults, right? Us, the adults, being anybody that's in a position to create children, make children, that they have rights, rights that we need to respect, recognize, and conform to, that no adult, gay or straight, single or married, should ask a child to sacrifice their fundamental rights to be known and loved by both mother and father, so that the adults can live as they please.
When did it happen that our laws would allow not just a single woman, but a single man, whether through a surrogate or something like that, to say, like, I want to have kids, I'm not married, I'm not planning to get married. Like, it strikes me that not long ago that would not have been legal.
Sure. Well, and the thing is that we have got this incredible country, right, that allows people to make decisions that they want for their own lives. But there's a difference between permitting and promoting, right? And we crossed that line at Obergefell, right? That pre-Obergefell, people were free to form the relationships they want, create the families that they want. Post-Obergefell, now we are moving into the territory of saying we are now promoting.
Okay,
now
when you say Obergefell, since not everybody is up on Supreme Court law, we're talking about the same-sex marriage decision, which was made how many
2015.
Years? 2015. So recently.
Right.
4 years ago.
Right.
Wow.
So I submitted an amicus brief to that case, in essence saying, look, if you redefine marriage to make husbands and wives optional, you will also redefine parenthood to make mothers and fathers optional. And that's exactly what's happened. Is now in law, we are seeing state by state scrubbing all references to genders, mothers, and fathers from their parenthood laws. Because now saying that children should have a mother and father constitutes discrimination. So we totally missed the boat. We completely misunderstood what marriage was. It is not the government's seal of approval on your love life. It is simply the way that governments and religions and cultures throughout history have ensured that children are raised by their mom and dad. And so we missed the boat on that. And as a result, we are now moving in a direction where even our policies are saying that kids can be cut and pasted into just any and every adult relationship.
Hang on 1 second. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with Katie Faust, thembeforeus.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Comes a time when you're drifting, comes a time when you settle down, comes a light, feelings lifting, lift that baby right up off the ground.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and we're talking about children's rights. What a concept. I'm talking to Katie Faust, who's the head of Them Before Us. You can go to thembeforeus.com. Katie, this is revolutionary stuff because you're not seeking to pit gays against straights or Christians versus atheists. Like, you're trying to go below all that to something that we can all see. You say it's self-evident. But there, I think there would be people that would say, hey, it's not self-evident to me. Where do you get that from?
It's self-evident to the child. So you can ask, I wouldn't ask them when they were young. But once you get beyond, you know, in kids in their 20s and 30s, they start to look back and they start to reflect on their childhood. And most of those kids, a lot of those kids would look back and say, most kids aren't going to go, I love that my mom and dad got divorced and then my dad moved across the country. Right? They learn to deal with it. They make it through, but that's not ideal. Most kids, I worked with kids for 20 years before I started this organization, never met a kid who lost a relationship with their mom or dad and loved it. They don't, right? In fact, that tends to be some of the deepest wounds that we deal with as people. And obviously, tragedy happens, right? Things are hard, and the adults in the world do the best they can to mend it. But when you get to the place where you say, this is good, it's celebrated, let's endorse it, let's incentivize it in law, yeah. Now you're crossing the line.
I do think that it would strike a kid as unfair. Let's say you're raised by two lesbian moms and they love you, whatever. But at some point you'd be like, how come I didn't get to decide? Like, you decided for me that there would not be a dad in my life. And that it doesn't feel right. It's a little weird that I didn't get a say in that, because it didn't happen through tragedy. It didn't happen through my father was killed or my father. It was a decision that was made.
And it has nothing to do with lesbians being bad parents, right? And so I was raised by my mom and dad until I was 10. They divorced. My dad dated and remarried. But soon after their divorce, my mom partnered with another woman, and they've been together for more than 30 years. Everything I do well as a mom, I do because that's how my mom parented me, right? I learned how to be a good mom from my mom, so, who is gay.
So you have gay mom,
right?
And her partner.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're coming from a very interesting position, because there are a lot of people that have not experienced that. So few people at this point in culture have experienced that. You've experienced that. And so you may have different values than your mom, but you are not demonizing her or saying that, you know, gays are horrible parents. Yeah. Clearly you're not.
This idea that if you support traditional marriage, if you support children's rights to be known and loved by them, that makes you anti-gay is just so disconnected from reality. I mean, we have gays and lesbians at every level of leadership at Them Before Us, from follower all the way up to, like, leadership, right? Because everybody understands that moms and dads matter, and that honestly, we're not going to get anything we want as a society, whether you're on the left or the right of the political spectrum, unless you can secure justice for the individual child in this kind of micro society of the family. And so I can say with confidence, gays and lesbians can be incredible parents. The thing is, my mom and her partner could never be my father, and I needed my father. And thankfully, I remained connected with him all of my life. So what we're saying is that men can't be mothers, women can't be fathers, children need both.
Yeah, see, that's a big statement, and I think it needs to be repeated, so I'll repeat it. The greatest woman in the world cannot be a father. cannot be a man. Mm-hmm. The greatest man in the world cannot be a mommy. We're living at a time where a lot of cultural forces are suggesting otherwise. But I think, as you say, common sense and kids themselves tell us, look, you might love me, but if you're a dude, you can't be my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even try to mother me and you may do a decent job, but you can never be a real mother. And I suppose what we're suggesting is that these are givens, that there's something about a woman who can be a mother and there's something about a man. But part of what has confused this, as I just said, is this transgender movement, which has really muddied the waters. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of come out of nowhere. And I think most people are deeply confused, rightly so. I mean, how do you upend millennia mm-hmm. of understandings on something one of the most basic things in the world?
Well, and where we got to the transgender movement because I believe it started up by saying, well motivated, of like, well, men and women are equal. And so they've thought, okay, well, that means that they need to be the same, because if there's any difference, that makes them unequal.
Right.
And that's a bold-faced lie, that we're different and equal, and those differences are glorious. And nowhere do we see those differences more beautifully demonstrated than in parenthood.
Well, you wouldn't do that with race.
Oh, my
gosh. In other words, I would say that every black or Asian is equal to me in God's eyes, but I wouldn't say, therefore, we are the same, because clearly we're not in some ways. And so
those immutable differences need to be celebrated.
And those, of course, those differences among the races are nothing compared to the differences between the sexes.
Oh, my gosh. Genetically, right? There's not as big of a difference between blacks and white, but between men and women, right? Different. And those differences express themselves in complementary ways in parenting.
Well, it is interesting, too, because I think if you believe anybody who's read, my friend Tom Howard wrote this book called Chance or the Dance, where he mm-hmm. celebrates creation and the idea of what a man is and what a woman is and how God creates us in his image. And we both reflect aspects of God that are totally different.
Right.
I mean, the woman is soft and yielding. The man is more warrior-like. I mean, all these things are needed, but not when you mush them together. They need to be separated.
So I just laugh at that because, you know, when you look at parenting experts, they will say that there's really no such thing as parenting. There's mothering and there's fathering. That's
Ooh,
how different they are. And
wow.
I'm laughing because I just got on Facebook last night to see what are my husband and children doing now that I've been gone for 12 hours. They're sword fighting. I mean, like, they're out on the front lawn with swords that he ordered on Amazon, and they are, I'm like, this is fatherhood, right? Adventure, risk-taking, pushing the boundaries, appropriate risk-taking, right? With a paternal love that says, I'm never going to let you get too close to the edge. But when I'm home, it's like, you're eating your broccoli and going to bed on time, right? When I'm gone, they get a little adventure, and that's the beauty
well,
of fathers.
Again, that is so, it's so interesting because, look, part of the reason for this is that, you know, when I say that women are vulnerable mm-hmm. or soft or anything, a lot of people are immediately offended and they say, no, women are strong. Women are empowered. Women are... And you think, wait a second. I get what you mean, but there is a special virtue of vulnerability and sweetness. And every guy knows his mom. He has a special place in his heart for his mom
mm-hmm.
that can never be the same for his father. There's something about that mother love
that
is fundamentally different. They are more forgiving, more vulnerable, more. It's just another thing. And the idea that we're all the same, you know, I really do think common sense has to speak here, because most people who grow up, they get it.
Right. They do. And what I love about, you know, we speak about marriage as a children's justice issue, right? That what is it that makes marriage so incredible? And so it's not an emotional affection between two people. It's that marriage unites the two people to whom children have a natural right for life. And that union, it really puts both halves of humanity right in the home of a child. And so you're learning about all women through your mother, and you're learning about all men through your father. And when children are in a world where there is no mother in the home or there is no father in the home, they do struggle to make their way. They do struggle to make sense of the world. And you can see that on our website. We've got right on the homepage the stories of kids with same-sex parents. Read their stories. Read it for yourselves. Look at how this impacted them, not just as a child, but for life.
thembeforeus.com. That's the website. I guess this idea that, you know, we don't need mothers or fathers. The biggest thing that pops into my mind is this idea of how most young men who are incarcerated didn't have a real father figure in their lives. Like that is undeniable.
So there's experts that say prisons are really just holding tanks for fatherless boys, right? 75 to 85% of men who are in prison grew up without a father. So that's what I say when I say, like, nobody gets anything they want unless we secure justice for the individual child, right? I talk to my friends on the left and I say, do you want to solve homelessness, teen suicide, teen pregnancy, high school dropouts? Fatherless children are overrepresented in every one of those risk categories. Hey, conservatives, do you want small government? Do you want low taxes? Guess what? You need to secure justice for... Get a child. Make sure kids are raised by their mother and father. There's no other family structure that is going to anchor children and give them all that they need on a social, emotional level. Set them up for success. Like, pull them away from government dependency. Make sure that they don't need to visit the school counselor as often as being raised by their married mother and father. If we don't get this, we don't get anything else that we want.
Well, these are facts. These are absolute facts. And but sometimes people aren't interested in facts.
So then we give them stories.
And then you give them stories. There you go. We'll be right back. If you want stories, go to thembeforeus.com. Plenty of stories. We'll be right back.
If not for you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As expected, the Fed has cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. It's the first reduction in 11 years. The Senate today expected to pass the budget debt limit bill already approved by Congress, or by the House, rather. The Trump administration says it will set up a system allowing Americans to legally access lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. U.S. patients will be able to import medications with oversight from the FDA. The drug industry lobby says the plan is far too dangerous. A fire burning at an ExxonMobil refinery in Texas. It's in Baytown, about 25 miles east of Houston. No immediate reports of injuries. And a federal judge has set a tentative trial date next year for wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. The judge says that June 2020 is the earliest. Epstein will stand trial on sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. This is SRN News.
Registrations for our annual Gold Summit have exploded. The live event is now sold out. Less than 200 streaming tickets remain. I'm Adam Baratta, author of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. You can join me for our annual Gold Summit titled The Great Devaluation. Learn why Donald Trump's attack on the Federal Reserve has sparked another gold boom. I'm certain you're going to see gold prices above $2,000 before the next election. I'm going to explain it all on August 14th. You've never seen anything like the coming bull market. Come to this event to find out why. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 to get your free ticket. This event is for serious investors with over $100,000 in an IRA. If that's you, don't miss this opportunity to stream it live for free. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. You cannot afford to miss this event. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Girl, to be with you is my favorite thing. Yeah.
Hey there, folks. Talking to Katie Faust. What a great name. Katie Thanks. Faust, who is the head of Them Before Us. You can check it out, thembeforeus.com. So what do you do principally? Does it have to do with legislation? Does it have to do with communicating stories? What's the main thing that you do with Them Before Us?
We have a very modest goal of a complete global takeover.
Right on.
Right. That's what we're after. A global takeover of all conversations about marriage and family. Right. So that whenever you're considering policy, right, or if you're considering something in your own life, the first thing that you say is, what about the kids? And so our expectation, right, what we want is we want to train culture and train policymakers to say, these are the rights and needs of children. Here's what happens if you don't protect those rights. And then the expectation that adults will conform to the rights of children rather than expecting children to sacrifice their fundamental rights so adults' desires can be met.
And where's the pushback? Where do you get pushback on this?
Everywhere we look.
Right.
Right. What we're doing is we are going up against some of the strongest cultural narratives and some of the most powerful lobbies on earth. And so what we're doing is impossible. Except that nobody's doing this, and it needs to be done.
Well, it's amazing because, as I say, when I read through your stuff, I thought, wow, this is powerful. And I haven't read of anybody doing what you're doing.
Right.
There are people kind of nibbling around the edges of this. But the reason it's countercultural is because something happened in the 60s, mainly in the 70s, where people said, hey, what about me?
Right.
What about me? I'm the oppressed housewife, always worrying about my husband and my kids. What about me? And you have all of these cultural narratives that say, yeah, do your thing. Don't stay married to that jerk for the kids.
Right.
Don't do anything for the kids. The kids will be fine if you're not arguing with your husband all the time. So just get divorced or do whatever you want to do. That was a narrative in the culture that was so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people, millions of people made decisions based on that narrative. And now we have 40 plus years of data telling us what happened.
Right. We've been studying family structure for decades. And what we know from the highest level of social science is that there is one family structure that is going to stack the deck in favor of kids, and that is the married mother-father home. There is no way around that. It does not matter how many studies that you see that says children with two moms or two dads fare no differently. You dig down into those studies and you will see that they are deeply flawed methodologically. There is a gold standard. It is the standard that unites the two parents that children have a natural right to, the one that automatically grants them the maternal and paternal love that they crave. It's the one family structure that does not require children to lose anything to be in that structure. And that is why government actually has an interest in promoting and endorsing and incentivizing that one adult relationship.
Well, it depends, I guess, what we mean when we talk about government, because if you're looking for the common good, there's no question where this comes out. But I think what has happened, as you were saying, is that there are these narratives that say, you know what? I don't care about the common good. I care about me.
Right.
Everybody's been stepping on me. And whether it's because I perceive myself as oppressed because I'm gay or I'm oppressed because I grew up in a certain different kind of background where I want to experience an empowered life. And to those people, it might sound harsh, but it strikes me that what they're saying is, look, children and what they suffer is collateral damage. I can't help it. We're in a war. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well, like, we are going up against this idea that if you want it, you have a right to it. Right. That's kind of the sexual revolution. Right. This is what I want. I'm going to, like, release sex from the bounds of this lifelong commitment.
Yeah.
Well, that has not gone well. Right. And it's the same thing. Like in all of these other conversations about marriage and parenthood, what we're doing is we're saying, kids, you just have to live with whatever I choose.
Well, it's interesting because those kids obviously grew up with resentment because they do have this innate sense that you were supposed to take care of me. You know, it's kind of like you think about Terry Malloy in On the Waterfront. He says, you know, you were my brother. You should have looked out for me. We have that sense. You were my mother and father. You're not just some people.
Mm-hmm.
You should have looked out for me. And you looked out for yourself.
Yeah.
And at some point, you need to be able to see that and repent and say, I'm sorry. How can I make it up to you? But we're telling in the culture, we're saying, nope, like everybody's on his own. And it does hurt kids. There's no question.
Yeah. So there's two things that happen when we have that kind of mindset. The first one, I was just talking with a friend last week who was talking about her parents' divorce. And she said, you know, she's the one that had to accommodate. She was bouncing between homes. Dad had new girlfriends. Mom had a new husband. They had shot. I mean, after the divorce, she was constantly accommodating and supporting them. And that is what happens, right? When adults prioritize their own desire above the rights of children, is the children have to act like adults. And the adults, in some ways, get to act like children, right? And the kids just have to put up with it. But what we're seeing now is even, I'd say, more dangerous, which is when children no longer have a right to their mother and father, combined with these new reproductive technologies that we are facing, now children simply become commodities that can be awarded to whichever adult can acquire them, regardless of whether or not they have a biological connection, whether or not they've gone through an adoption process. And now we're really placing kids in knowingly risky households because, you know, adults who have... So I worked in the adoption world for 4 years, right? And the idea is that if you're going to have a non-biological adult acquire a child, that adult needs to go through some serious vetting, screening, training, and supervision. Now, through reproductive technologies, anybody can acquire a child, even if they're not biologically
related.
Hang
on there. This is a huge point. We're going to be right back talking to Katie Faust. The website, thembeforeus.com. Do not go away. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured, and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, I could talk about it all day long,
great.
But I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. When you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text G-U-T-S to 60-60-60.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today. and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to
Hey there, folks.
Sun.
It's Eric Metaxas Show, the great BJ Thomas. He's sitting in the back in that video I sent out with Chris Christopherson. With Willie Nelson in the back row. That's BJ Thomas. Okay, we are talking to Katie Faust about her organization, Them Before Us. Check it out, thembeforeus.com. A lot of stuff here, and you are really going against a powerful cultural narrative that says, maybe let me just say that I think part of what's going on is you've had a worldview shift. We used to have a kind of a biblical worldview grounded in the founders and the laws and things that even if you weren't a Christian, the worldview was sort of established that said men and women are different. Family is the most important thing. The little platoons. This is understood. Everyone understands it. And of course, they're going to be outliers. But we pretty much get this. And we get that we need a mother and we need a father. And even if it doesn't work out that way, still that's the first best. We also get that self-sacrifice is universally acknowledged as noble. Something happened again in the 60s and 70s that said, you know what? I'm not getting taken care of. I need to worry about number one. And we talk about the me generation. But that really did shift things so that mothers, let's say, or fathers who you'd expect to be mature and self-sacrificial kind of got, you know, drank this Kool-Aid and said, what about me? Sure. I want to have a, you know what?
I'm entitled
My first wife didn't work out. She didn't understand me. I can afford now to have like a young girlfriend and get it right this time. And why shouldn't I? Because you only go around once. And that idea, you only go around once, life is short, enjoy it. It goes against what I believe as a Christian, which says, no. You're living for eternity and what's right and true. You don't need to grab the gusto now, but that's just kind of a childish thing. Like, I need to get it now because it's going to be taken away from me. Yeah. That became the cultural narrative.
Right. And so what happens when adults live that way and there's kids involved, right, is somebody's going to have to do the hard thing. And what the adult's saying is, not me. I'm not going to do the hard thing. I'll make the kids do it instead. And so now we've got that. We've got decades and generations of kids who are living with the fallout of their parents' choices. And statistically, it has not gone well.
Well, that's the thing, is that we now have what we didn't have in the 70s or even the 80s. We have literature and statistics that paint the picture. So you have this evidence. Now, the question is, can that evidence stand and will people hear it?
Yeah. So no, they won't. But I think a lot of that is because I would say on our side, you know, I'm a social conservative and I am probably one of the most vocal supporters of traditional marriage because I understand that it is a social justice issue for children. But I look at what we went through in the marriage debate and the other side won because they did a better job of humanizing their arguments. They told better stories, very serious stories, stories of longing and loss, and they won. We have the best statistics. We did not tell the best stories.
Well, the conservatives rarely tell stories as well as the liberals. And I find it sort of funny and predictable because it is true that when you say love wins, like who can argue with that?
Right. You know? And so you have to counter that with saying, OK, look, you're making your case based on love makes a family. Right. And kids don't care if they have a mother and father. All they need is love. So you have to counter that with stories of like my friend Brandy, who said, I was raised by two women. I was well loved. And every single time a plane flew over my house when I was 7, 8, 9, I would wave at that airplane thinking, is my dad on that airplane? Do you think that he'll see me? Or I talk about my friend Millie, who's an atheist, donor-conceived woman raised by two moms. And she said, in the evenings, when everybody else went to bed, I would go get the family photo albums and I would flip through desperately trying to see if there was a man in there that looked like me. I mean, you have to match story with story. And the reality is the stories of kids are the stories that all of us get because we've actually all been there. And that's what we couldn't do and didn't do during the marriage debate. I think that's why we lost. The thing is that natural law doesn't go away. You know, my friend Doug Mainwaring says, you'll never be on the wrong side of history if you're on the right side of natural law.
Well, reality doesn't go away. That's what we're talking about. You can, reality, as much as people will pretend that it's mutable, as time passes, you realize it is immutable and you have to deal with it.
Right. The reality is going to come back at some point. And we are just the beginning. You know, we've got a lot of stories on our website, and they are just going to grow, right? As more and more children are not just struggling because they lost mom and dad, but because they are now intentionally being deprived of mom and dad. And the whole world is saying, this is good, right? That you losing a mom or dad is actually what goes along with this new civil right. Now, that's not going to stand for long.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same thing with the life issue in the womb, mm-hmm. that the science and the anecdotal evidence more and more and more suggest, hey, wait a minute, that could have been me that was killed. I dodged a bullet. I don't really like it that it's so easy to have taken me out of the game. There's something where we're not really looking at this in a healthy way. I think the problem, of course, the larger problem is that the left pretty much has commandeered the cultural narrative, mm-hmm. and that we don't have. I mean, if you flip around and are looking for stories and movies, they tend to sell these cultural ideas, these cultural narratives. And it's very hard if you want to make a movie that speaks to some of these things you're talking about. It's much harder to make. And if you can get it made, it's nearly impossible to get it distributed. Yeah. So we face a real problem there.
Well, but even if you look at stories and movies and great literature, you know, think of a movie where a child is seeking their long lost mother's boyfriend. There isn't one. Now, give me the name of a movie where a child is seeking their long lost father. And you're looking like Pericles, you know, from Shakespeare to Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I mean, these are such common things because they go right to the core of who we are as humans, right? So we actually can see this reflected in the greatest stories that we tell as a society, mm-hmm. because it has a lot to do with what it means to be human.
That is interesting. You've kind of thought this through, haven't you, Katie Faust?
Well, arguing on the internet can teach you an awful lot about how to do this right.
How long has Them Before Us existed?
We became a nonprofit early last year, and we're really just getting started. But we've got people all across the globe, like you mentioned, gay and straight, single, divorced, married, religious, irreligious.
So you're willing to work. Well, this is what I always praise in Wilberforce, that you're willing to work with people with whom you disagree on some stuff if you agree mm-hmm. on the basics. That is a key. We're going to be right back. Final segment with Katie Faust, F-A-U-S-T. Thembeforeus.com is the website.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As expected, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has announced a cut to its key interest rate,
We decided today to lower the target for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point to a range of 2% to 2.25%.
Chairman Powell speaking in comments following the Fed's announcement, citing weakness in the manufacturing sector and weak global growth as factors in the decision.
Manufacturing output has declined for two consecutive quarters, and business fixed investment fell in the second quarter. Foreign growth has disappointed, particularly in manufacturing and notably in the euro area and China.
The Fed's action approved by an 8-2 vote. George Bonzani reporting.
The Senate today expected to pass the budget debt limit bill. It was approved by the House last week. Wall Street not embracing the interest rate cut. The Dow is down 354 points. The NASDAQ is off 160. This is SRN News.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's where it all went wrong. Love American Style. I think that was on ABC every Friday night. It was on a little too late. I'd go to bed. There was the Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, Odd Couple, and I think Love American Style. At that point, my parents said, that's enough. Go to bed. But it's kind of funny because it's a 60s thing, and it's this idea of, you know, hey, it's about love. And these ideas that you're talking about, these pernicious ideas that have hurt a lot of people, a lot of people who are now older adults like me that have been hurt by these bad ideas. We need to deal with that now. You're dealing with that. Is there anybody besides Them Before Us specifically focused on this?
So there's lots of really great organizations that are talking about marriage and family. There is nobody else. There's very few that can even articulate what we're doing. But there is nobody else that's saying, children have these rights, and we are going to go into culture, and we're going to go into the courtroom, and we are going to defend children's rights. And so I think today I'm submitting my second amicus brief to the Supreme Court, and it is on behalf of a gay dad, really on behalf of his children, because this gay dad, through these sort of post-gay marriage laws that have in essence, unmoored the definition of parenthood from biology and said, you know, kids kind of belong to whatever adults can acquire them. His children were taken and awarded to his ex-partner, who never adopted them, isn't a biological father, was never married to their father. But these new kind of post-gay marriage laws that really neutralize the parent-child bond,
yeah,
right? So I just submitted that to the Supreme Court. That's going to be filed, I think, today. But really, what we've got is I'm filing on behalf of his children, saying, I need something from my dad that no other adult can give me. And that's what we want to do. We want to give kids a voice in this conversation. Normally, kids just have to go along with whatever the adults are doing. The adults have lawyers. They
can
blog.
Well, this reminds me of Orson Welles' great film, Citizen Kane, when his parents, you know, on the prairie couldn't really take care of him. So he is awarded to go off and to be raised by someone who doesn't love him. And you see the same thing in David Copperfield. These are stories that they anybody knows, as you just said, it's against natural law in the generic sense of natural law and in the technical legal sense. But it's against it because you know that kid will do better with his mom and dad.
Well, and oftentimes the objection that I hear is, well, kids don't need their mom and dad. They just need to be safe and loved. And I'll say, congratulations, you just agreed with me. Because the very place where the kids are most likely to be safe and loved is in the home of their married mother and father. You know what we should do, if it's okay with you, is just talk about adoption.
Yeah, we only have about a minute. Go ahead.
So basically, just to say that if you go to our website, there's an article called Adoption Supports Children's Rights, Donor Conception Violates Children's Rights. And I just want to make that distinction, especially when I talk to Christian audiences, that adoption is the adult saying, this child needs a home. I'm going to conform to what that child needs. Donor conception is saying, I want a child. That child is going to conform to what I want. And so there's a little more on there. But basically, we are four adults who are doing hard things so that children's rights and needs are met. And we stand against ideas that say that children need to do hard things so adults can live as they please.
Katie Faust, I'm very sorry we're out of time. I'd love to have you back as soon as possible to talk about this and the other great things you're doing. Thembeforeus.com is the website. I hope folks will check it out. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.